The PSL returns after an international break with quite a number of fixtures going ahead this weekend. Now, while on their break, most players no doubt took the time to refine their skills. For more on what to expect in the PSL, I'm joined on the line by the editor of Soccer La Duma, Vianney Johnny. Vianney, welcome. Great to have you back on Weekend Breakfast.
Good morning to you guys and good morning to the listeners. Good to be back.
Yeah, listen, we've seen a lot of stop and start since the outbreak of COVID-19. And now there are players, of course, are returning from another break. How's this likely to affect their performance?
It's a double-edged sword because for some, it was a much-needed break. If you are Kaizer Chiefs, for instance, so that your coach can get more time to polish his team up and then get a few things right, because he obviously didn't have enough time because there was no pre-season, proper pre-season for him to get his team together. But if you are Orlando Pirates and Mamelodi Sundowns, for instance, it came at the wrong time because it is likely to affect their momentum as they were firing on all cylinders before the break. But it's all part of the game, and these interruptions do happen from time to time. It's just a matter of how do you handle them. And if you are prepared well enough, then it won't be much of a problem.
The PSL tweeted a list of suspended players for the weekend. How does this affect the game in the greater scheme of things?
Well, suspensions and injuries are part of the game, and it is very, very important for every team not to just rely on their starting 11, but to make sure that they have a wide pool of players. And the fact that you can sign up to 30 or even 40 players means you should be able to plug any holes when injuries and suspensions do okay. So for those who rely heavily on individual players, then suspensions and injuries do become a problem. I mean, if you look at Kaizer Chiefs, for instance, they've been missing Nokovic since the beginning of the season due to injury. And if you look at their performance last season, he scored most of their goals, which was good for him individually, but definitely not good for the team overall, because without him, they've been struggling to find the back of the net. So teams that center or form their teams around one player, then they do get affected by injuries and suspensions. But those who have a wide pool of players to select from, they can always make do with what they have, which has been the case, for instance, at Sundowns, because there was a stage where Cirino was not available, but Themba Zwane showed up. And there was a time when Zwane was not on form. Vilakazi, for instance, showed up. So it depends on how the team manages their squad, I think.
With that in mind, Vianney, there's a few games that are on the cards today, like we've got Orlando Pirates versus SuperSport United. Who should we be looking out for, do you think?
I think the victory that you just mentioned is the one almost everyone is looking forward to, and I think it is only fair to single it out as the pick of the weekend and this round four fixtures, because there is a lot of history between the two teams and their games are always highly competitive and intense. So that should be a feature for everyone to look out for. Obviously, there is Golden Arrows and Kaizer Chiefs, which should be another exciting game to watch. But don't forget Stellenbosch against Chippa United, because those two teams are good football-playing teams.
And then the log, of course, still sees Mamelodi Sundowns at the top. Is that likely to change anytime soon?
It will be interesting to see how the teams look after the almost three-week FIFA break, because of the obvious reasons that I mentioned earlier. Because you first want to see how has the break affected them. Because some of the players were on national duty, and then some of them will obviously come back with injuries and stuff. For instance, Kemet Erasmus at Sundowns came back with an injury. So it would be interesting to see how they look, and that will determine whether there will be a change or not in as far as the log standings go. But I think at the moment, not many people are worried about the log standings. I think it's just a case of keeping up with the pace and making sure that you are up there among the pace setters so that you're not found wanting, because it's only in the second round when people start making a serious bid for top positions in the log standings.
That's PSL returning after an international break, and an update there from Vianney Johnny, who's editor at Soccer Laduma. Vianney, thanks so much for your time this morning. Great to have you back on the show.
Thank you so much, guys.